WHO.
A fee has been paid for the editorial content of the following program. This is News Radio 1040 WHO. A fee has been paid by the Animal Rescue League for the editorial content of the following program. This is News Radio 1040 WHO.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to ARL Animal Connection. I am Carol. I'm here with my buddy Dan, and we are happy to talk animals this morning.
Yeah.
Yes. How was your week?
It was good. How was yours?
Yeah, it was really good.
Was there anything moving on the way in this morning?
Not a lot. I saw one raccoon, and that was about
it. Oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you what's been fascinating this week, and we have not talked about this, but I don't know if I think I was talking about this one week that there, you know, seems to be a lot of activity around my barn.
Oh, yes.
So get ready for the garden, and there's a big hole, you know, like somebody dug on the side of my barn. Where the garden's going to be. And so it was kind of like, what's using the hole and is this going to affect my garden type of thing? So took
like how big was the hole?
It was big.
Okay.
Size of a basketball.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay,
yeah. I mean, so it was pretty big. So took one of my Arlo cameras. Okay. and got mounted looking where the hole is. And so for the first night, you know, so I get up the next morning and I'm like, okay, can't wait to see if there's anything in the hole or not. Cause you couldn't figure out like, is something in the hole,
right?
Okay, so so I think a rabbit popped out of it, a skunk went into it, a raccoon was around it. Like, this was like
party central.
Seriously, it was like there's a party going on and nobody invited me. Okay,
Alice is down there.
exactly. So all these animals, so I'm like, what in the heck? Like, so they're all using the hole now. In the meantime, as you know, I told you there's a mom raccoon,
yes,
and her babies,
yes,
up in the barrel in the rafters, yeah, in the barn that got set up. So anyway, so there's all this activity going around. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, this is crazy. So set it up for like two or three other evening nights. And basically the mom raccoon that was in the barrel,
okay,
inside the barn spent one night, like, well, it was only like 40 minutes. No, it wasn't even 40 minutes, 30 minutes max, moving her babies from that barrel out of the rafters into the hole.
Okay.
So she and these babies are now in the hole.
Nice.
Okay. So that's very sweet.
Yeah.
In the meantime, like two other raccoons who are clearly together, mm-hmm, they're clearly traveling together. They come up, you know, the hill, and they're looking into the hole, and I am stressing out like,
oh,
you cannot,
no,
believe. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, are they like going to hurt those babies?
Right.
And what's happening with the mom? Well, anyway, one of them peeks its head in. I don't know if she growled at him or maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, raccoon, you know. But they immediately, you know, left,
okay,
and
good,
wandered on. Okay. And then, you know, a rabbit came up, which I knew wasn't any big trouble, but it, you know, wandered off or hopped off. And I'm thinking, I have to move the cameras because I'm too stressed out.
Yeah, don't watch anymore.
Uh-uh. Watching these poor animals that I can't control their safety.
Right.
Out of the hole.
Right.
So now I have no raccoons in the barn.
Well, that's good.
That is good news. And it's good for her.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and the babies keeping them safe.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. They're not up high anymore,
exactly,
now.
Exactly. Which, you know, you constantly worry of what happens if they fall. Well, I mean,
right,
I had them. It was enough hay underneath that if they fell, they would have been okay. But you,
yeah,
still worry about that.
Right.
And I'm thinking, there is something wrong with me.
A homebrew Discovery Channel.
Yes, it really is. So it's fascinating to see what happens at night when you're sleeping peacefully.
Oh, yeah, it's a whole other world.
Man. Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
So the Arlo cameras have been moved off the hole and are out of the way. The raccoon mom is safely in her hole with the babies. The garden has been readied, but now there's a fence up around the hole so she can get in and out. But
yeah,
hopefully it'll deter some other things from trying to go in.
Go in, yeah.
Of course, it's all about me protecting the raccoon that's a wild creature.
Right.
I don't know. I
get it. I get it.
It's very, you know, and I have one also that is on my chicken, you know, it points to my chicken coop because mm-hmm. I want to make sure we don't have any predators trying to get in and
right.
stuff. And then I'm thinking to myself, pretty soon I can see myself sitting in front of a large TV screens monitoring wildlife at night to make sure, thinking this is not going to be productive for me and my obsessive mental behavior of animal watching. So I put it away. I just was like, you got to just...
Yeah.
You know, it's nature.
Now you know, though, right?
Right. Now yeah. I know it's in the hole, and I know the raccoon is safe.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just, there's period, end of sentence. So.
I like it.
Those Arlo cameras are crazy, but, I mean, it's efficient for stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can figure stuff out going on with wildlife.
Right, and then you can go to bed.
Right. I can go to bed. I also discovered this morning when I got up and checked my Arlo camera, I have another stray cat on my porch.
Oh,
so
no.
I'll be...
Did you catch the other one?
I did, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and you know, we've had a couple calls this week actually about how to catch cats. And the interesting thing is that with that cat, and I think I you and I were talking about this, Dan, I think offline, is that that cat was not a feral cat. It was
right.
a domestic cat.
Yeah.
And I'd asked all my neighbors, and you know, nobody owned the cat. Mm-hmm. So took it in, have her spayed at the Animal Rescue League, and we got her home.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure this one is going to end up being feral either, because it seems very friendly when it's on my porch looking right into my camera. And
you're like, hey, go to that lady's house.
Exactly. She'll feed you.
Right.
Then she'll take you somewhere.
She's got
place.
Cameras.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you think that there's, you know, if you do have a stray cat, you know, they're not necessarily all feral
right.
or semi-feral.
Some right.
can be domesticated cats. So you definitely want to make sure you're not picking up your neighbor's cat. But, you know, I use a live trap.
Yep.
And I know, you know, people are like, trap. But they're safe and
yeah.
they're humane.
It's
and I know
seriously
Dan,
the easiest way.
Yeah. You've done this
yeah.
with animal control
yes.
when you were working there.
My neighbor and I used to trap cats in our neighborhood, too, all the time. And
yeah.
schedule spay neuter surgeries, keep them for a night,
yep.
you know, if it was a male. Sometimes we try to keep the females a little bit longer, but
yeah,
yeah, and then we just let them go.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's seriously so easy.
It is easy. It is.
And with cats, you don't want to get bit, and
right.
when they're in the trap, it's so much safer for them and for you.
Absolutely. And I would say if you're, you know, thinking about doing that, you know, we have a wonderful Megan, who's our trap return coordinator, and our animal control
yeah.
officers, like you do on the weekend
yeah.
sometimes, really knowledgeable about
yep.
how to do that. And you don't want to just leave that trap sitting there. You need to go check it.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Have a plan to check it for sure. Don't, yeah. and don't leave it in the hot sun or out in the open cold. But yeah, there's, you know, very easy tricks to getting a cat to go in it.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, sometimes you get lucky and you set one out and the cat just
right.
is focused on the food that's at the back
yeah.
end of it and walks right in. But we've had to do things like put brown or greenish, dark colored blankets over
yep.
ends of them so they look more like maybe they're walking into a bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've amped up the food. Sometimes you can just use, you know, regular, you know, a can of wet food or some dry food. Sometimes you have to amp it up to something even better, like
yeah.
tuna or crab.
Right.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. It really depends on the cat. And to your point, I think mostly how hungry they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And if you do it, one of the tricks is, or if, you know, you have a couple people in the neighborhood that feed the stray cats, tell them to stop feeding them.
Yep.
Set the traps. You know, it may take a night, it may take two nights.
Yep.
But you will catch them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And only feed them in the trap.
Right.
Not, no, because, I mean, they're smart enough. They're going to go the easy route
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. And be sure then, you know, make arrangements. Animal Rescue
yep.
League does this for the city of Des Moines, where we will, you know, get them spayed and neutered, their vaccinations, and, you know, you can come pick them up and we can re-release them as community cats.
Yep.
If they're nice house cats that maybe got dumped or something, we certainly can see about putting them up for adoption then.
Yep, absolutely. Or, you know, sometimes it might be microchipped and miles away from home.
Yep. Yep.
And then we call the people and we're like, hey, we have your cat.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, you know, and I think an interesting is probably the word I'm going to use, but because you see cats outside, and let's say you try to get them to come with you, or you are trying to catch them, like just a person trying to catch them, and they appear to be, you know, wild or feral or whatever from a distance or when you get close to them. But sometimes you get them in a trap, like this latest cat that I trapped, a woman I was working with this week, had the same experience, gets it in a trap, takes it in to us to get it spayed and neutered, ends up being a really nice house cat. They do change their behavior.
Yes.
You know, a house cat can totally change its outside behavior to outside behavior. So,
well, yeah, they're predators, but they're also prey too. So,
right.
They go back to their instinct really quick.
Yeah.
Like a pig, you know, they say that if a pig gets loose, it turns feral.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little kitty.
Something I've never had to catch, thank goodness.
You don't want to have to chase pigs. It's not fun.
It sounds like somebody speaking from experience.
Yeah,
Dan.
They run so fast. And they're so smart.
How do you catch a pig?
You just have to corral them.
Okay.
I mean, very rarely are you going to be able to like actually catch them when they're so big, you know, depending on the size. But yeah, just that orange snow fence and
okay.
just make the hole smaller and smaller.
Till you finally get it caught in
there. Yeah.
Yeah. I do know when you, even a nice, you know, pot-bellied pig or a house pig or something, when you pick them up, they do tend to squeal.
Oh, yeah, they hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, even little tiny baby pigs do. You know, every once in a while, unfortunately, depending on, you know, what way you look at it, fortunately, we get them. Unfortunately, you know, the little pigs fall off the trucks.
Yeah.
And even they hate it.
Right.
And I'm like, but you're like so tiny, like you should want to be cuddled. And they're just like,
it's a loud noise coming from a little package.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very loud.
Absolutely. So if you need, you know, City of Des Moines, it is legal to trap, neuter, and return. Yes, it passed not this last March, but the March before.
2 years, yeah, 2 years ago.
So 2 years ago, anniversary of that. That's been great for the City of Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Animal Rescue League with our TNR coordinator, Megan, has done over 1,000 cats that we've done. And we've got a lot of wonderful people that are helping us.
Yeah.
They're doing their neighborhood cats.
It's a community thing.
It is absolutely a community. Community initiative.
Yep.
We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to answer the questions that were submitted and talk more animals.
8 at WHO.
You're listening to ARL Animal Connection, part of our new, more live and local weekends on News Radio 1040 WHO.
Welcome back. We're here with ARL Animal Connection. I'm Carol. I'm here with Dan, and we are talking animals. We were talking cats in the first segment.
Yeah.
And now we've got some upcoming events to talk about through the Animal Rescue League.
Let's do it.
So, yeah. So, we're already into April, which hit me the other day. I was somewhere, and they actually had 4th of July decorations out.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I was like, wow, what month is this? But it's actually,
I guess April. It's close enough.
Yeah, I guess so.
Christmas in July.
Well, in 2 weeks, on April 22nd, we have your Raise Your Paw Basket event. And that is such a fun event. But get with your friends, and you can come up with basket ideas. And then everybody like can get different pieces to the basket. And then you come together at this event. And we'll have the baskets and the supplies there. And you put the basket together at the event, and then the baskets are actually donated to the Animal Rescue League Raise Your Paw Auction, which is June 19th this year.
So that's
fun. Very fun, and it is amazing the creativity people have. Last year we had over 30 baskets donated, so it was a lot of fun having a bunch of people come. And like me and my friends, we always do a couple baskets, and we're just been like batting around, let's do this.
Yeah.
It's really fun, and it's, you know, obviously for a good cause, and you know, amazing that we raise money off these baskets at our Raise Your Paw auction then.
Yeah.
And so all the money goes to help animals, so it's really cool.
I mean, you can't go wrong there.
No, and you can use it to advertise your business, and we have a few businesses that do it, and then, you know, they, you know, donate it on behalf of their business, and we're happy to put out business cards and that sort of thing. So think about coming to that. That's April 22nd, Thursday night. If you're not comfortable coming in person, you certainly can put the basket together and drop it off that night or anytime. Otherwise, if you come, we're in the auditorium, which is very large. We'll be socially distanced and have masks and all that. So it should be fun.
Yeah. And they, you know, it doesn't have to be animal related.
Right.
It can be any theme. You know, you have examples on the website, but picnic, home improvement, chocolate lovers, wine lovers, yeah, baby basket, nutrition, you know, lawn and landscaping, anything.
Absolutely.
Spa, you name it, you can put it together.
Yeah, really great point. Yeah, and I do think, you know, that's kind of the fun part of it is it's all just these creative mm-hmm. ideas that people come up with to put these together. And,
yeah.
You're right. I mean, game baskets and just cool stuff. So
yeah, and what's great about it, and I know from personal experience going to the auction, you walk by and you see one thing in the basket that you like,
yeah,
and you're like, I'm gonna pay $120 for that thing right there. And it's fine because it goes back to the shelter anyway.
That's exactly
but
right.
It's fun. It's super fun.
Yeah. So anyway, hopefully you know, we'll see a bunch of you guys there and it'll be fun, and appreciate baskets with that. And then, you know, we have the auction itself is June 19th, and usually we have a sold out crowd of about 900 people.
Mm-hmm.
With social distancing and everything, obviously we still want people to be safe and
right.
and all that. We can only have about 500 people this year, so almost, you know, half.
Mm-hmm.
So get your tickets early.
Yeah, they're going to sell out quick.
They really are. We've already have people buying them. So www.arl-iowa.org. Get on there. You can see the banner up at the top for Raise Your Paw. Click on that and get your tickets and tables now. And we will have things socially distanced and masks and everything. And we're keeping that as safe as we can, of course, with that event as well. So, but we also have our Pedal for Paws event coming up on May 22nd. And, it's a lot of fun also. You know, you basically are going to get on your bike and you're going to go from one place to the next. So, you know, it starts out like Captain Roy's and then Truman's Pizza. and then it's going to go to Sully's Irish Pub, Jasper Winery. And, so, you know, it's a lot of fun. I personally, I'm not going to ride my bike that far, but I...
That's what they make cars for.
I know. I might actually drive to a couple of those places. So, but a ton of people do this, and it's very fun, and people have a great time, and I'm always hearing how wonderful it is. But, you know, so there's, you know, admission tickets, and then there's VIP tickets that, you know, you get more with those. So be sure to check that out on our website, www.arl-iowa.org. But that's Pedal for Paws, May 22nd. Starts at 10, ends at 4.
Yeah, it's good. It's
have
always
you ever
a good
done
turnout.
That?
No.
We're not either one of us bicyclists. But
no, and what's weird is I used to ride my bike all the time when I was younger.
Yeah.
And now, like, the thought of getting on a bicycle and pedaling, I'm like, pass.
But I'll get my car and drive to one of these
yeah,
places.
Yeah, I'll drive 12 hours away. I don't for pizza, too. Like, I'm not opposed, but...
Yeah.
But it's... I know several people that go, and they have a blast.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if that's... You know, if you like, you know, riding your bike and having for brewskis and getting back on your bike... Like, this is the event for you.
I feel like you and I probably shouldn't be the two talking about that event. But we'll talk about the Raise Your Paw auction, because we will do that.
Right.
That's, and I think that's probably a really good point to make here, is there's lots of different events for everyone.
Right.
So
literally everything, which is funny because I have this thing open for volunteer information session.
Yes.
Which is Sunday.
Yes.
In the auditorium from 10 to 11:30. So go register if you're interested in becoming a volunteer. But literally there's something for everybody.
There really is. And it's one thing I really like is, you know, really at the Animal Rescue League, you know, it's all about celebrating pets,
mm-hmm.
getting involved with your pets, doing things for animals.
Yeah.
So we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to keep answering questions. We'll be back in just a minute.
Right now, today's top stories from Des Moines News, Traffic, and Severe Weather Station. News Radio 1040.
WHO.
You're listening to ARL Animal Connection, part of our new, more live and local weekends on News Radio 1040 WHO.
Welcome back. We're back with ARL Animal Connection. I'm Carol. I'm here with Dan.
Hello.
We've just been scouring the ARL website, looking at pets, that are just beyond cute.
Yes, I'll have one of those.
Yes,
I'll have two of those.
Exactly. I need to get that. Yes, it's crazy. But also on there are, of course, our barn animals, and we were just talking about the roosters that are on there. We had quite a few questions. I think it might be the weather, Dan.
Yeah.
Or maybe people are knowing you're on here so they can ask you all sorts of chicken and rooster questions. So
yeah.
Just toss out as a general, one question was thinking about getting backyard chickens.
Yeah.
One question was, what do they need to think about in terms of how they have not had chickens before? What do they need to think about? And then a follow-up question to that was, should they get chicks from like a place, or mm-hmm. should they actually get adult, you know,
yeah.
hens? And
yeah.
then another question to that was, can they get more than one rooster or just one rooster? So why don't we just have you talk in general about
dive
chickens?
On in.
Yeah, dive on in. Let's
yeah.
talk turkey.
So that's their cousin, Carol.
Yeah, that's not a hen.
No, all really great questions. You know, the main thing when you have chickens, whether it's, you know, you have an acreage like Carol does, or you have a backyard, is predators. You have to keep them safe. Buy a proper coop, and I say proper, you can find you know, small coops in any of the big box stores, which are fine, you know, depending on the number of chickens that you have when they're like in the, I call them the teenage years, mm-hmm. when, you know, they're like 8 to 12-ish weeks, when they don't have to be inside under heat anymore, but, you know, they're still little tiny babies and you can't just, you know, throw them outside.
Yep.
So those coops that you can buy from those box stores are okay for that. However, they fall apart in the weather. You know, they're just not built to last
yeah.
forever.
Yeah, especially in Iowa winter.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. yeah. It just tears everything up. So I always recommend people to look at sheds and convert, you know, a small garden shed
yeah.
into a chicken coop. It's super easy to do that. It's secure. Nothing's going to be able to get in at night as long as you, you know, take other precautions. But you also have to take into account how many chickens you want as to what size of coop you're going to need. A coop space, they say 1 square foot of coop floor space per chicken. And then the outside run area or pen, they say 4 square feet of yard space per chicken. The more you can give, the better, always. They will tear your grass up very quickly. That's just what they do. So, you know, the less chickens you have, the obviously longer that's going to take. But, I mean, I've seen chickens clean a yard to dirt in one day. It doesn't take much. So keep that in mind. Should you get chicks instead of adult chickens? That's really a preference. I mean, if you can get adult chickens, you know, people are always moving birds around. We get chickens all the time at the Animal Rescue League. So, you know, if you're in, you know, the area, call us. We probably have some or know somebody that is, you know, wanting to move some, so we can put you in contact with them. If you get baby chicks, you know, you can handle them, so they're more used to people, but they are a lot of work. You have to keep them under heat lamps for, you know, at least 8 weeks, because they can't regulate their body temperature with no feathers. So there's that to keep in mind. And they're messy when they're, you know, babies. I mean, they are when they're adults too, but even more so when they're babies. So you just have to weigh the pros and cons, you know, what do you want to do? Roosters, in the city of Des Moines, you are allowed a rooster. They're not specifically banned. However, the noise ordinance comes into effect with roosters crowing. So keep that in mind. And you only want one rooster per flock, essentially, unless you're in the country and you have, you know, hundreds of acres and you have hundreds of chickens, mm-hmm. then you can have multiple roosters because they're going to naturally avoid each other. But in a small backyard setting, you don't want that because they're going to fight.
Yep.
I mean, that's just what they do.
Yep.
But roosters are good to have around, in my opinion. You know, they kind of keep watch over the hens for predators. They alert, you know, whether it's land predator or sky predator. They keep everybody in line. When the hens start bickering, it's kind of funny to see the rooster like run in, like, settle down, ladies. And they listen. That's the weird part. They're like, oh, we better run. The principal's here. But yeah, it just depends on, you know, what you want. Some people don't like to have roosters, and that's fine, too. You don't need a rooster to have chickens that lay eggs.
That's probably the number one question I get. I have, you know, my coop, and I have just hens now. When I inherited my chickens, there was a rooster who I named King. He was awesome. And then after that, I had another rooster that I adopted from the shelter after King passed away, who I named Cogburn.
Yes.
But I just decided, and I love the sound of a rooster, but I did just decide I just want a peaceful coop with some hens in it. People are fascinated that you still have eggs without a rooster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chickens will do their thing no matter what.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing really that you would need a rooster for is if you wanted fertile eggs to hatch them.
Yeah.
Is really the only necessary reason to have a rooster. But they're fun to have.
Yeah, they are fun. But you're totally right. I mean, if you don't care about hatching out more chicks, you don't have to have a rooster.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you'll still get eggs from your hens.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have roosters all the time at the shelter. We have some right now.
So beautiful roosters.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they are fun to have with the sounds.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's really a really peaceful sound. Yeah. So what do you think for a normal-sized backyard dam, what do you think is a good number of chickens to have?
Yeah, never have one chicken. You probably should never have two chickens either, because chickens do, unfortunately, sometimes just fall over dead. It's very bizarre, but it happens. Six, seven, keep an odd number.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think is a little bit better. So if, something does happen, then you have a few backups so that, you'd never want one chicken alone, because they're social birds.
Right.
Yeah, they like to be around each other. But yeah, probably around six is good.
Yeah. I have a few more than that, but I do live in the country.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. And prepare, one thing you and I have joked about it, Dan, and we obviously call you Dan the Chicken Man,
because
you have just had chickens and studied them and know them and the whole deal. But one thing we've joked about is you think you're going to have 10 and you end up with 20. So, build your coop with the idea, I'm going to have six. I may end up with 12.
Right, right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, they call that chicken math.
Yeah, seriously. It's so true, though, isn't it?
It's very true.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I can't remember who I asked the other day. Oh, it was my friend's mom. She was up from, she lives in southwestern Iowa, and I know she has chickens. I was like, how many chickens you got? And she looked at me, and I started laughing. I was like, lady, I know what I'm asking you. Like, how many chickens do you have? And she's like, oh, don't ask me that.
I know. People never want to tell.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, I don't know, 30. And I'm like, okay, so 50?
Right, exactly.
And she starts laughing.
You know, and they're really not that hard. I mean, I hate saying this.
I know.
What comes out of my mouth, people are like, oh, you don't really have to do anything. Yes, you need to do stuff to take care of them.
Right.
They're really not hard to take care of.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, compared to... I mean, I don't even know.
Reptiles.
Yeah.
Small animals.
Yeah.
That need...
a lot of maintenance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where, I mean, my chickens, and I obviously have more than one, too, because I agree with you. I think, a lot of creatures need to have friends around them.
Yeah,
they
agree.
They just do. And so my flock, there's feeders that you don't... you can fill your feeder up and it'll last them a couple days.
Right.
It's not like, you have to go feed them in the morning and feed them at night.
Right.
Make sure everybody's got a different bowl. And, I feel like it's a whole different ball game from my...
don't have to worry about baby gates.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dogs getting in the litter box.
Right.
Don't need to worry about any of that stuff.
Right.
So...
yeah. I think it makes it, way easier because they're outside, too.
Yeah.
They're outside animals. So.
Yeah. But they are so fun, when
they
spring
are.
Starts and... twice last week, went home from work and you open up the outside park and let them wander. And
I think the best.
It is the best. It's so relaxing. The other question besides the don't you need a rooster for the eggs thing has always been, how do you get him to come back in the coop? And they do bond together in terms of the flock.
Mm-hmm.
And they, when it starts to get dark out, they will naturally come home. But
yes, the chickens go into roost. They do. That's where that came from.
Yeah.
They just know. It's very, I don't know. Chickens are very bizarre.
And here's where they want to go. But you can train them. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, like we'll get home and it's still light out, and I want to go inside before you know darkness comes.
Yeah,
I don't ever leave them out unsupervised.
Yes.
So I will whistle.
Uh huh.
Whistle, or you know, call them, and they come running into the coop. But how I've done that is you train them by giving them a treat.
Yep.
Cabbage, mealworms, something. Mm-hmm. And so when they hear it, they'll come running.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. I remember when I got my very first chicken from
Helen.
The shelter. Yes, Helen. Oh, gosh, I'm laughing thinking about bringing her on the radio that one time. I got mealworms, right? And I had read about chickens for years before I actually got some. So I knew that they liked mealworms, and I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever, okay. But I remember Helen, you know, cruising around in my backyard before I got the other four, and I had this little tiny bag of mealworms, and I shook the bag, and I'm not kidding you, she flew to me, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that's true. And, like, who knows what happened, you know, in her previous life.
Right.
She was an older chicken when I got her.
Yeah.
Astray. Like, did she just know that sound? You know, like the dog with the cheese wrapper sort of thing? Or, like, was she just like, oh, noise. Like, I got to go see what it is.
Or did she go, there's a mealworm.
Right.
That one.
Like, did she know? Yeah. Yeah, they're fun. And, you know, I think we talked about this last week a little bit. When you let them out in the yard and they're just, you know, wandering around, it's so cool to see, for one. But I remember, you know, doing yard work and, you know, moving stuff around, raking, and the chickens were always right there.
Yeah.
Just like, what are you doing?
Right. Yeah.
You got any bugs for me?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they just love it.
Yeah.
They're so smart. They're like little puppy dogs. They really are.
They really are. And they, you know, I mean, I have all my named, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, because they do have different personalities.
Yes,
also.
Absolutely.
You know, I've got one that's super bossy, and
mm-hmm.
I've got one that just does stuff that you're like, what are you doing and why?
Right.
Nobody would,
just
no
goofy.
Other chicken would do that.
Yeah.
You know, so I have her name something different.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say it because the person who I thought of and named her after may be listening, so I'm out. But,
oh, that's hilarious.
But yeah, you know, they're very fun to watch.
Yeah, I love it. It's
so
great.
If you have other questions about, you know, chickens, be sure and email us at www.arl-iowa.org. There's a section on our website for ARL Animal Connection. We're happy to talk more about chickens or answer your questions. I can also get emails to Dan, the chicken man, directly as well.
Absolutely.
But they are really great to have. And, you know, everyone who's gotten them, I think, you know, they really enjoy them. And
yeah, and I'm actually glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Because on the website under... I'm pretty sure it's under resources. There's actually a presentation that I did at one point, and I sent it, and they made it a web version. So there's pictures, information, you know, what kind of coop do I get? There's pictures of coops that I had people send in, and I included them. It's a ton of information on there that it's, you know, backyard chicken 101, essentially. So there's tons of info on there.
That's great. I forgot we had done that.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
That's really a wonderful resource as well. And it's great that it's there. And we actually have, I mean, it's a great segue to say we have All About Pets and resources on our website. And it just gives you lots of information, not only about dogs and cats and horses and chickens, but also rabbits and guinea pigs and birds and hamsters, chinchillas, ferrets, all sorts of
anything
information
you want is out there.
Just to make sure the pets are well taken care of, and are happy to answer questions whenever you have that as well.
Absolutely.
We are coming up on another break. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll be wrapping up.
8 at WHO.
You're listening to ARL Animal Connection, part of our new, more live and local weekends on News Radio 1040 WHO.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back with ARL Animal Connection. We're in our last little time here. Time just flies by.
I know. It does every week.
Yes, absolutely. So, Dan, as we wrap up the talk on the chicken and rooster type thing, is there a way when you get an adult chicken, we've talked about this a lot with regard to, you know, other species of animals, that maybe you get hens from a shelter or somebody that's getting, you know, giving them away, that sort of thing. Maybe they haven't been handled very much.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a way that you can, you know, what would you suggest for somebody who, you know, a woman got a couple chickens from a neighbor, they've never been handled before, she's trying to get them where they're more used to her so she could pick them up to check their feet, check their...
Sure.
Is there, what would your suggestion be when it comes to chickens?
Feed, I mean, kind of like a dog or a cat or, you know, any other animal, horse, you know, whatever it may be, but food.
Okay.
food motivated.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they're probably not going to come up to you right away, but, you know, throw mealworms or, you know, crack corn or whatever down close to you. Just stand there. Don't try to reach for them. Let them come up to you, eat the food, go on their way. Eventually put food in your hand, let them, you know, peck the food out of your hand. And, you know, some chickens are very odd where they just don't care and they don't mind being picked up. But a lot of them, even when they're, you know, baby chicks and you raise them and you handle them, and they still don't like to be, you know, picked up and touched when they're older. So it's going to depend on the chicken.
Yeah.
But yeah, just they're super food motivated. So feed them, sit down with them, just sit in a chair, let, you know, throw food around you in the grass and let them find the food. And I mean, the more they get used to you and, you know, you don't make sudden fast movements and you're quiet, and they'll get used to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at night is the best time to check for that stuff.
When you go...
When they go into the coop, because okay. They go into, like, you know, that sleepy trance.
Yeah.
And you can literally just pick them up off the roosting board and check them over and put them right back.
Yeah. Yeah. It is interesting. I, you know, out of my flock, I've got some that, like, I couldn't get near of unless mm-hmm. it was at night. And,
right.
But I did it. I've done that with a few of them, what you're describing. And one of them now, like, if I walk over to her, she'll crouch down and put one wing out.
Yes.
I don't know what that's about.
She thinks you're a rooster,
oh,
Carol.
Oh, lovely. Great.
It's spring.
I'm not going to take that as a compliment. Just not. I really stretch to take a compliment now and again, but that one I'm going to leave laying where it's at. So great.
Well, yeah, it's just a behavior that they do.
Okay.
It's a submissive thing.
All right. Well, there's
now that. You know.
There's that.
But I mean, it makes it easy to catch them.
Oh, totally. Yeah, absolutely. I can at least get up to her, you
right,
know,
right.
So to check on her. But it's, well, chickens are wonderful.
Yes, they are.
Like we were saying before break, if, you know, great information out on our website. Definitely email us if you have questions for Dan. He's happy to answer those.
Absolutely.
Definitely could cover more on the radio if you'd like. But, you know, great to have, very relaxing, and lots of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check the ARL, or, I mean, any local shelter for any barn animal you're looking for. They probably have some or know where to get some.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We always like to see people adopt from shelters. So
yes.
It's wonderful. And be sure and check out our website for more information on upcoming events, www.arl-iowa.org, or sign up to join our ARL Animal Connection Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and put in ARL Animal Connection. You can sign up there as well. So we are pretty much out of time, everyone. When you can, in a world where you can be anything, be kind. And everybody, pop forward and have a great weekend.
Bye.
WHO, Des Moines, an iHeartRadio station, and KDRB 100.3 HD2 Des Moines. Available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. Right now, today's top stories from Des Moines News, Traffic, and Severe Weather Station. News Radio 1040.